The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee. The other, a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself: "I thank you, God, that I'm not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of mankind. And particularly that I'm not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all I get." The tax collector stood some distance away, not daring even to raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This man, I tell you, went home again at rights with God. The other did not. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the man who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. God does not look upon us as most people in the world look upon us. In the gospel today, probably the person, the Pharisee, was the one that people respected. Very respectable, religious. So pious. You know, he was probably, you know, a leading member of the servants of Jesus. He fasted twice a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, without fail. He went to all the servants of Jesus' intercessory meetings. Paid his tithe, not just to servants of Jesus, but also to other parts of the church, another parish. Probably he was very eloquent. Maybe he was a speaker, going around preaching. Yes, in the world's eyes, this was the one. He was the one. The other one? A tax collector. You know, in those days, tax collectors were considered traitors because it was a time of Roman occupation of the Jewish land. And the tax collectors basically went with the Romans and just took stuff off them. Traitors. Not good. Tax collectors and sinners. And the tax collector probably didn't go to Mass every week. Certainly didn't go to all the prayer meetings and sharing groups, etc. But you know, he realized he was a sinner. He realized he did not deserve God's love and God's mercy. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Unlike the Pharisee, have you noticed it said he prayed to himself, not to God? Did you notice that? Yeah. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself. Even though he's saying, I thank you, God, he's not really addressing God. He's full of pride. You know, in this story, it's obvious. Yeah, in this story, it's obvious. But you know, brothers and sisters, it's not always so obvious in real life. So often, we can be like that tax. No, hopefully we are like that tax collector. We can be like that Pharisee. And I think this... Let me say this. I think this is a real danger for you. Because Servants of Jesus is a great community. It is a wonderful community. From what I've seen about it, I love it. I'm impressed by it. I am. You know, and I heard some people, I've been at the DOJ International Conference. I just come down this morning. And I was talking yesterday and Friday. Some of the people, the whole crowd, came down to the Servants of Jesus conference. And they were saying how great it was. And how the Lord was moving. And, you know, it's clear the Lord is moving. But there's a danger. The danger of pride and arrogance. Thinking that the amazing stuff is because of you rather than because of God. And there's also the danger of lots of dangers, you know. We want others, you want others to see how great Servants of Jesus is and how great you are. How you're a faithful member of Servants of Jesus, you know. You attend all the households, the sharing groups, you do all, et cetera, et cetera. I was praying beforehand, you know, what should I say in my homily? And I felt the Lord said this. Share with the servants of Jesus what I'm wanting to do in you and with you. Because I'm wanting to do the same in them and with them. I'm wanting to do the same in them and with them as individuals and corporately. So maybe I could just share what I believe the Lord's been saying to me. A word to myself. But I think it's also a word for you as well. Paul, I am wanting to bring you to the end of yourself so that you can truly find yourself. I'm wanting to bring you to really discover your weakness, woundedness, and sinfulness. How very weak, very wounded, and very sinful you are. I'm wanting you to discover this not simply intellectually, but also experientially, so that you can really start relying on me, so that you can really discover more and more of my strength and power and goodness and love, so that you can really allow me to forgive you and heal you and strengthen you, to transform and empower you. You are still trying to rely on yourself. And you are still proud, oh so proud. Even though many people think that you are humble, oh so humble. You're still proud because you're trying to rely on yourself. And because you do not want to really admit to yourself your weakness, woundedness, and sinfulness. And you do not want others to see your weakness, woundedness, and sinfulness. You want others to admire you and your gifts and your abilities rather than look at me and be wowed and awed by me, by my love and my power and my goodness and my sovereignty. I felt the Lord was saying that to me. Then I felt he said, the above is for you, Paul. It's for you to think upon, meditate on, reflect on, and respond to. But you may also share it with the Disciples of Jesus community because it's also relevant to them. And you may also share it with the Servants of Jesus community because it's relevant to them as well. Very relevant. I don't know whether to stop there. But I think that's a word of the Lord to you as well as to me. As I said, God is doing amazing things in you, and he wants to do much more amazing things in you. But you need to come to the end of yourselves. You need to know your weakness, your woundedness, and your sinfulness. Because then you can discover your value and dignity is in the fact that God loves you so much. You're valuable, you're precious. Not because of what you do, not because, you know, God's working amazing things through you, and, you know, demons are being cast out and words of knowledge are being given and healings are happening, which we want to see, okay? But your value isn't because of that. Your value is because God loves you so much. And he loves you as you are. And the danger of a community like you, when God's moving, is that you start to think that God will only love you if you're moving in power like this. And God will only love you if you're faithful to this and to that. And, you know, and it can so easily get into legalism. Again, don't misunderstand me, because, you know, we should be seeking after this power. We should be seeking after words of knowledge. We should be seeking after healings and miracles. And we do need to, we should be kind of being faithful in tithes and disciplines and sharing groups and intercessions, et cetera, et cetera. So don't get me wrong about that. It's important. But the danger is we get into legalism. And the danger is we think God only loves us if we're doing, but he loves us as we are. And he wants to bring us to the end of ourselves to really know our weakness, our woundedness, and our sinfulness so that we can experience his love for us. And then allow him to transform us and change us and become who we are. We are already sons and daughters of God with value and dignity already. Not because of what we've done, but because of Jesus, because of God's love for us and what he's done on the cross. You know, we're sons and daughters of God by creation, but we're also, in a greater way, sons and daughters of God through redemption, through Jesus. So basically, I think the message is, let God bring you to the end of yourselves. Your weakness, woundedness, sinfulness. Because then you can really allow God not just to forgive you, but to heal you and to strengthen you and to work through you in the way he wants to work through you. What you've seen at the moment, the way you've seen God working through you and with you at the moment, is as nothing compared to the way he wants to work in you and through you. But you need to come to the end of yourselves. And part of that is being like having the same attitude as the tax collector who knows he doesn't deserve it. You know, one last word. God doesn't want, though, that kind of I'm a sinner, in a way that doesn't believe God will give mercy. You know, God wants us to have confidence in his love for us as we are. So as we come to God saying, you know, I'm a sinner, I don't deserve it, you know that he loves you anyway, as you are. And then see what God is going to do in you and through you. Amen.